Join Iron Garden as we uncover the hidden marketing stories that shape our world, reveal the latest marketing tactics that will shape your future, and the amazing people that grow organizations, movements, and businesses. Learn to grow your business and shape the world around you. Welcome to the Garlic Marketing Show with Iron Garlic. And yes, it's Iron, not Ian. That's marketing too.
On this episode of the Garlic Marketing Show, we're going to talk tax resolution growth, but also how Michael Rosberg here grew his multi-million dollar tax practice. Michael, say hi.
How you doing, guys?
And we're also going to talk not only about that, we're going to talk about the golden egg of marketing, how the key to his success, the most important piece of equipment in a professional office, learning the business of tax resolution, about his amazing event coming up, the number one free marketing tactic in tax resolution growth right now, optimizing your referral sources so you can get a lead generation from them, one, two clients a month, the big mistake people make in direct mail, and the number one way he's grown his 700 person paid event, and what he did when leads are thin, and the number one way that he knows how much he can spend on the market. That's a lot of stuff we're going to talk about today on the Garlic Marketing Show. But before we get started, of course, it's brought to you by videocasestory.com. One of the most important things is your customer stories. Go to videocasestory.com and learn how we can help you collect, craft, and deliver those. All right, let's get started. So, Michael, you know, before we get into that, I love your story. And I don't think we've told it. So tell us a little bit about how you got to here, because you have a very interesting story.
Wow. Okay. So, you know, I ran and owned a tax resolution firm for 16 years. And it was one of the country's largest and most reputable firm in the country at the time. I had a nasty business divorce. And if it wasn't for my wife, who's actually the president of Ross Strategies now, my business partner, if it wasn't for her, I don't know where I'd be, because there was a small window of opportunity where I could extricate myself from that business. And that was my baby. That was my baby. I started on my dining room table. I extricated myself from that, and we started Raw Strategies, taking all that experience over those 16 years and teaching other licensed professionals, CPAs, enrolled agents, and attorneys how to add or start or expand a tax resolution business so that they can unshackle themselves from the commoditized tax prep business. So, and it's been a great journey.
It's great too, because the stuff you teach is, some of it's timeless. You know, you teach the latest cutting edge tactics, which we're going to talk about what's working now. But how did you get into the direct response aspect of it, and how important do you think it still is?
Direct response is what I think, you know, the golden egg of marketing. You know, it's hook, story, and solution. I mean, it's those three things. I got into direct response marketing through Dan Kennedy.
Legend.
I studied his materials. I was actually in his Platinum Mastermind group when he was running masterminds back in 2013, 14, and 15, and just honed my skill. I started my tax resolution business with magnetic marketing with a Dan Kennedy product back in 1998. And I just followed the framework, and I use it to this day. So direct response marketing is very important, not only for us to get clients, but for our clients to get tax resolution clients. So it's really important.
It's so important. And I think so few people spend time and money and effort on it. And how important is the marketing aspect to growing a tax resolution practice?
Look, everything is marketing, and marketing is everything. If there wasn't, you know, when you go buy a new car or you buy any type of appliance, the person you're speaking to is, yeah, you may view them as a salesperson or a marketer, but they're the ones who educate you on what to purchase, what kind of purchase, the pros and cons. So nothing happens in this world until there's a sale. And nothing happens with a sale until there's pre-positioning or marketing. And especially in a professional practice, you know, it used to be, hey, I'm a CPA. I graduated cum laude from college. I passed all four parts with a 90. I have a mortgage and three kids and a nice house. And a lot of professionals thought that having that and all these credentials after their name entitled them to get business.
Yeah. Okay?
That doesn't work today. You have to market yourself. You have to have a point of difference, a unique selling point. You have to be, you know, people buy you. That's what it is. They buy your personality. They buy your tenacity. They buy your attitude. And without you being online or out there, how are they going to know that?
Exactly. And I see this all the time. And, you know, I want to state this because I've been at several of the summits, and they're amazing, amazing material. I mean, I think so many people that took advantage of them grew 6 and 7 figure yes. practices.
Yep.
And I mean, I personally know them because I know their numbers. So it's not that. And so we're going to put a link in the show notes. It's before we go any further, you can learn so many marketing strategies at the Success Summit. Tell us real quick about the Success Summit before we go further.
Yeah. So the Tax Resolution Success Summit, which is held virtually over 3 days in August 24, 25, 26, you will get a deep dive into marketing, what's working today, that no one else is going to talk to you about in the tax resolution business. You're going to learn how to take a client through a consultation, not with an eye toward knowing what to do. We're going to teach you that too, but to get retained, to get a check on the spot or a credit card on the spot, which everybody gets wrong. And we're also going to teach you shortcuts and tips and strategies on how to actually resolve your clients' cases that no one else teaches. A lot of people teach, you know, IRM code section and this, that, and the other. And what I teach are street smart shortcuts on 9 ways to skin the cat when it comes to the IRS. There's a solution to every problem. We're going to teach you what those solutions are. This is something that you really can't afford to miss. If you've been thinking about dipping your toe in the tax resolution world, or maybe you're doing tax resolution already and you want to really expand that side of your practice, this is a way to guarantee cash flow all year round so you're not reliant on the 1040 work. And if you follow my direct response marketing strategies when it comes to lead generation and direct response, trust me, you'll be thanking me after the event. The event is really something that's every single minute of it is planned out to best benefit the attendee. We have our legendary breakout sessions. We have some great speakers who are going to be there this year. We have Diamond Dallas Page, who is a WWE Hall of Fame inductee, and he's now has his own business. He's the yoga guy. You have Nick Morgan, who's going to teach you everything there is to know about your Google profile and Google Maps, and also Google Ads, if that's the way you want to go. He's also going to talk about ChatGPT, and Parham Kushandi, who's going to help me teach all the shortcuts and solutions to resolving your taxes, your clients' tax problems. Parham actually worked for me in my resolution company. I trained him and eventually promoted him to the high dollar unit in my firm. He handled everything above $250,000 in debt and the FBAR unit. So, and of course, Dave D is going to MC, and Dave D is going to talk about, you know, one-to-many sales and how to convert clients. So this is an event really not to be missed if you're interested in tax resolution. This is our 8th year doing it. Last year, we had over 750 attendees virtually. Wow. Yeah, on the event. And most people stayed on. We had an 89% attendance rate for all 3 days. So this is really something that is going to teach you a lot about this business.
I want to talk a little bit about the tax resolution, but I also at the end want to talk a little bit about how you've grown your business, because it's amazing that you have 750 attendees. But I have to tell you, if your folks are in that CPA tax resolution space and you're looking to grow your practice, you got to go to this, but also when you go, concentrate on the marketing. You know, one of the biggest things I see and I see this across all professions, and you mentioned it though, is everyone wants to look at the cutting edge tactics at what, you know, in their business. I'm like, if you don't have clients, it doesn't matter how good you are.
Exactly. I mean, I tell that all the time. You know, people, especially accountants, they're very analytical. And they want to know everything there is to know about a particular topic before they'll go out and actually market for that client. And, you know, when I started way back when, I didn't know squat about what I was doing. I learned as I went. And today there's so many resources available, a lot of free resources available to learn the technical aspects, even though we teach it, but that's not what my claim to fame is. Look, as you mentioned, there's no work to do until you have a client to do the work on. So we teach you how to attract and identify qualified tax resolution clients, how to qualify them, how to speak to them, how to take them through a consultation, what to charge for all the different collection alternatives, how to collect that money in advance. You know, one of my, when I first started, my friends, my CPA and attorney friends thought I was crazy because their first question to me was, Mike, how the heck do you think you're going to get paid if someone owes $75,000 to the IRS? And my knee-jerk response was, before I knew anything about this business, was, well, in advance, of course. So I came up with, I'm a cost accountant by trade. So I costed out all the different activities it would take to resolve someone's case. And I came up with a flat fee, fixed fee basis. And I also came up with a model and a system on how to get paid 100% of your fee before the client's case settles. So you're going to learn that at the Success Summit.
That's the elements that people need. And I see this so many times, whatever profession you're in, like if you're not concentrating at least 40% of your time on growing your business, you're going to lose these days.
Yes.
It's just going to go away. And so to everyone, I mean, if you're in thinking about it, I think it's less than $1,000. You will make that money back in the week after you leave.
Actually, we give homework out to do during the event, and folks are sometimes getting their first client while they're still attending the event.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome. That's fantastic, right? And then you have a community to support them if they don't know exactly what's going on, right?
Exactly.
I'm sure there's tons of people that can answer any tax question inside your community.
Exactly. Yeah, we have several different Facebook community groups depending on, you know, what level the our client is in. So there's always support. There's unlimited technical case support. There's unlimited marketing support. You know, once you become a Raj Strategies family member, we've built in safety nets all over the place so you can't fail if you do the work. Look, the system works if you do the work. You got to work it.
You got to work the system. And that's exactly it too. It's like, don't try and make it, don't overthink it. Don't make it better. Work this system.
Yeah, we have, you know, I still scratch my head when some members, you know, want to recreate the wheel and they want to do it their way. And, you know, look, I write big checks to go to the top of the line to learn from the best. You know, I want access and I want speed. That's what I do. I find somebody who's been there to the top of the hill and I'm going to do everything that they've done, you know, in my own way, to gain that success. So I scratch my head when CPAs and enrolled agents and attorneys, you know, they join our membership, they get the product or what have you, and they question what they should be doing. And I go to myself and I said, why would you argue with someone who's done $120 million in this business? I think I know what works and what doesn't work by now. You know, just put the blinders on, just do what I tell you to do when I tell you to do it, and you'll thank me later.
Exactly. And I've seen the results. You know, I've seen both sides of it, to be honest with you, because I've seen people are like, oh, it doesn't work. And I'm like, did you do it? Or like, I tried it for a little bit, or I did this part of it. I'm like, no, you do the whole, or I try to make it. Yeah. Don't mess around with it.
I mean, it's like someone that says to me, Mike, you know, I've spent $30,000 in the last 2 years. And I've tried everything and I haven't gotten any business. So I would say, well, Joe, if you've tried everything, obviously you have a spreadsheet that has all the different marketing strategies you tried. And it has all the cost per acquisition, cost per lead, money spent, all the calls. Can you show me that? And as you know, they can't show me that because they haven't tried anything and they haven't kept with one single strategy all the way through. I mean, there's like 24 different strategies. All we ask is to try one, go deep on that one, get success on that one, and then layer in number two, layer in number three, et cetera.
And track it too. Like you said,
yeah.
That's another thing. I'm like, I'm just always amazed. I'm like, can I see your lead? They're like, oh, it's not working. I'm like, well, can you show me your call list? I'm like, we don't have one. I'm like,
yeah. Well, and you bring up a great point, the call list. So the most important piece of equipment in a professional practice's office is the friggin' phone. Okay. I can't tell you how frustrated I get when we make calls during normal business hours to our members and it goes to voicemail. Or if you want to email a member, it says, hey, we're really busy. We'll get back to you in 48 hours. If that's a tax resolution client, you just lost that business.
Exactly.
Because that client, that prospective client has 3 to 4 other phone numbers. They're just going down the list. And whoever answers the phone live wins that business.
Yes. And answers it well. I want to get into some of the latest tactics, but I cannot tell you how many times I've worked with clients and I called their office and they go, you know, Joe Schmo tax office.
And we give them scripts to use. We give them actual scripts to make it as easy as possible.
I mean, it's so crucial. It's not going away. The phone's not going away. And how you answer and how you talk to someone and how fast you do it. All this, that's the breaking point. And they're like, well, the person on the, you know, they're doing a lot of other things. I'm like, shouldn't this be their most important thing? Exactly. Phone call?
The biggest difference, Ian, between us and everyone out there who teaches resolution is we teach the business of tax resolution. We teach the business, getting leads, getting clients, taking them through a consult, what to charge, what to collect. And we also teach the technical, but that's not our emphasis.
I'm the same way. You know, I work with other agencies and I teach them, you know, what's important. What's important? Because it's like, they're like, I want to learn the latest Google strategy. I'm like, well, that's not what, no one cares. All they care about is what you did for them. Pivoting a little bit, but what are the cutting edge things that you're seeing right now in tax resolution practice growth?
What I'm seeing in practice growth right now is it's so important to optimize your Google business profile and your Google Maps. Your Google business profile and Google Maps, which by the way, all of what I'm talking about is free. Google offers these free tools. If you optimize that in your local market, just doing that alone will drive business to your office. That and doing direct mail to what I call the PTIN list. Those that prepare returns for a fee in the United States have to register with the IRS and get a personal tax identification number. And that information exists on the IRS's website. It's actually free. If you do direct mail month in, month out, being consistent and never stop, and optimize your search engine optimization with Google Profile and Google Maps, between those two things, if you did that consistently and intentionally, you can generate an easy 6 figures in additional income to your practice with resolution clients.
Yeah, that's just doing those two things. Now you layer on the rest of the things, follow up,
exactly.
Answering the phone properly, retargeting. Exactly. And then, yeah, because I mean, that's another thing too, is the follow up, right?
Oh, follow up is huge. The money in the resolution business is in the follow up. Because realistically, here's the truth, the hard truth, is if you get 100 leads, 90 of them aren't going to retain you.
Yep.
That's just the way it is. 90 of them are not going to retain you. 10 of them will. And 10 of them, of the 10, maybe 5 or 6 will do that at the first meeting. The other 4 will do that if you have a follow-up system. The money in tax resolution is in the follow-up, and we teach them and give them scripts and emails and everything else to follow up with them.
It's so important. I mean, I know, because it's like that audience is procrastinator, and you cannot over follow up with these people. I mean, and it's simple stuff like that, but you teach that stuff and you've got the systems, which I love. It's having the systems and being consistent with it. So when you do tell me a little bit more about this P10 list. What are you seeing work there?
The PTIN list, direct marketing, is lead generation as opposed to direct response. Direct response is when you're doing Google ads, paid search, or you're investing money on the radio when someone hears your ad. So that's what I call direct response. Marketing to the PTIN list is lead generation, because you're not marketing to the end consumer who has tax problem. Mm-hmm. You're marketing to other professionals who come in contact with your ideal client. And they don't know how to do the work. they may not be licensed to do the work, and they're looking for someone who they can refer their client to actually help them resolve their tax problem. And what we're finding is, and what I teach is to put 1,000 letters in the mail a month, and you mail that person three times. So you're mailing 1,000 person list three times over a 90-day period. If you do that consistently, and you do that with a professionally looking package, in other words, a nice envelope, because direct mail is an art and a science, as you know, Ian. You need a dedicated brochure to tax for tax resolution. One option is to include on your letterhead, double-sided, all your case studies and testimonials. If you do that religiously month in, month out, that'll generate 1 to 2 clients a month worth $5,000 to $10,000 to you. And it'll cost you maybe $1,200 to $1,300 a month to put that in the mail. So it's almost a 10-to-1 return.
That's amazing. And I'm sure, and that compounds, that type of lead generation compounds. That's the thing about direct mail, right? It has a long tail. You need, the more you do it, the bigger the return is.
It's different in different parts of the country. You may not get an inquiry for 2 months, and that's when people stop. And that's the worst time to stop, because direct response rates of either 0.5% or 2% are calculated after the third mailing. So if you're thinking about mailing any direct mail list one time, save your money. Don't do it, because direct mail has to be done three times to the same addressee.
Yeah, I mean, that's so true. It's so true and so important. And people are like, oh, direct mail doesn't work, and they try it once. And I'm like, no, especially these type of people, they're getting stacks of, you know, both types. Because you're talking about the provider, they're getting tons of different mail.
The IRS is the best at direct mail. If you file a return with a balance due, you're going to get 5 notices. You're going to get 5 letters in the mail. The last 2 come certified. And usually those are the ones that get your attention.
Yep.
So the IRS is one of the best direct mail marketers on the planet.
I mean, these are amazing tips. So don't forget, we'll put a link to sign up for the summit. If you're watching this in the future and it's 2024, it's an annual summit. It is virtual too, correct?
Yes. Yeah. So, you know, you don't have to get on a plane or book a hotel or get anyone to watch the pets. A lot of our members put it on their big screen TV in their conference room and bring in their staff. And you can do that with just, you know, one ticket, one link. So.
You're not like Netflix that you're going to charge them for every person watching.
No, we're not going to charge for every person watching. And prior to that date, just so you know, we're going to be doing a 3-day to 5K tax resolution challenge, which we'll be doing in June, which leads to the event. So I don't have that page up yet. But if you subscribe to our email list, which you can do on our homepage down at the bottom, there's a Roz Report newsletter. You'll be on the email list and you'll be invited to the challenge, which is a free challenge.
We'll put all those in the show notes. And so, I mean, if you're growing your tax resolution practice, whether you're starting or looking to grow at your current practice, definitely this is a must attend event. It's really, I can't imagine you get less than 10x return in that first week. So, but Michael, you mentioned there's, like you said, 750 people attend the last one.
Yes.
What I want to talk to you a little bit about growing your business. What have been the keys to marketing your business? Because you have a big event, you have masterminds, you're selling courses.
Yes.
What do you feel has been the keys to that success and that growth?
Never taking my foot off the marketing gas pedal. Constantly marketing. We do a lot of Facebook ads. We're starting now to do Google, YouTube advertising. We do our own direct mail to our list. So we've built our lists up pretty good over the last several years by having people opt in to get a lead magnet or doing a free webinar. So I do a lot of free trainings. So it's just constant. I do a lot of content marketing. I send out content pieces to our list on, you know, how to answer a sales objection or how to do SEO marketing. So we're always constantly giving our email list some tips and strategies on all the different content things that are going on. So that's how we've built it.
you said you're working on YouTube. I saw you, you've done a great job on your YouTube channel. How's that going?
We just started. We've been with several different agencies, to be quite honest, Ian, and some of them don't get YouTube. So we feel we're with one. We just started with one about a month ago. So it's too new to rate. We just cut a bunch of video content last week. They're going to be testing ads. So I'm very hopeful that, because I want to get off the reliance on Facebook. Mm-hmm. You know, I've had our account shut down last year, and it was not a good place to be in. So YouTube is a lot less forgiving with regard to that. So we're trying to be less reliant on Facebook and more reliant on YouTube.
Obviously, I love YouTube. I think it's not going anywhere. And you know, in my 7 year old, or he's nine now. I said seven. I always say seven. My 9 year old son. I mean, that's his. I mean, everyone. It's their favorite thing. And then you know, Danica on my team, her parents are in their 70s. They want to be YouTube people, and like everyone's on YouTube. I think it's such a great place to be. And you're putting out a ton of great content. We're gonna put a link to that in the show notes. Whether you are tax resolution person or you're looking to grow your business.
Yeah, there's a lot of great tips in there, a lot of great business tips, whether you know you're in resolution or not.
And obviously you've had a lot of successful businesses, but that is awesome. You know, it's great advice. Just never take your foot off the gas.
I never took my foot off the gas pedal. And when leads were thin, I doubled down. So I'm not afraid to go negative to acquire a new client. You know, for instance, if I usually don't, but I'm not afraid to, and I have. So if I'm selling a product for, say, $1,000, I'm not afraid to spend $1,000 to acquire that client. You know, and people are going to say, well, what are you, crazy, Mike? How do you make money? Well, I know what my lifetime value is of that client if we ascend them up our ascension ladder. So that's why, and that's why you got to know your numbers. That's why you got to track your numbers, know what your cost per lead is, know what your cost per acquisition is, know what your lifetime value is. Because once you know what your lifetime value is, you know how much you can spend in marketing to acquire a new client.
You can lose money on the front end and you're not afraid of it. Like you said, I just had a call with a professional today and I said, what's the lifetime value of your client? They're like, what do you mean?
I'll give you an example. My dry cleaners. Okay. I go into my dry cleaners once a week. I probably spend on average, let's say $50 a week.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm worth $2,600 a year to the dry cleaner. And I've been to that dry cleaner now 6-7 years. So I'm worth what? $12,000, $14,000. So if I have an issue, they will bend over backwards to do it for free or replace an item because they know what their lifetime value is of a client. Once you know that, it's a whole different ballgame. You can set your business up for success once you know that.
Whole different ballgame because you look at everything a lot different. Yeah, and it's a place we always start with people and it's just they don't know it. And it's so important.
Yeah, even if you do tax prep, you know, if you charge $500 for a 1040 and you've been doing that guy's return for 10 years, that lifetime value is $5,000 for that client. Maybe it's an average of 5,000 over all your client base. If you know that, you can do a marketing campaign to get new clients based on that the attribute of that one client. Although I don't suggest or recommend you do marketing for tax prep clients because at the end of the day, there's not a lot of profit in them. For resolution clients, look, if the average engagement value is $8,700, you can spend a grand or two to acquire that client and still make a nice net profit.
And that's not including referrals and additional business that comes out of those clients.
Correct.
No, it's absolutely crucial. And I can't tell you how many people don't get it. And it's everything, especially if you have some sort of recurring client base. You know, what's that client can be worth? And they're like, well, I made this money this year. But I'm like, yeah, but that, like the CPAs, I'm like, that person's gonna be with you 6 years.
Exactly.
And if you do it right and you have business consultation and like you're great at having those additional products like the audit protection plan, yep, all those additional things that you come up with, that lifetime value is huge.
Yep.
Oh man, this is great. Well, we'll put a link to the summit and we'll put a link to your YouTube channel, because I'm going to tell everyone that's the best place to follow you.
Yeah,
grow that place. But Michael, thank you so much for being on the
Garlic Bar Show. Thank you, Ian. Thank you. Thank you for reaching out and inviting me on. It's a pleasure to speak with you as always. You're a good guy. I love you, man. So I appreciate
it. Thank you. Folks, if you're in the tax space, you've got to check out Michael. If you're not doing tax resolution, you probably should be thinking about it. If you are, you need to go to this event and definitely follow Mike here. But thank you all for taking Mike and I on our journey. This has been I and Garlic and the Garlic Marketing Show.
Thank you.
Video. You know it'll make you an authority. You know it will get you more leads, better leads that close faster and spend more with you. And video stories will help you be remembered and connect with those perfect clients. The problem is, where do you start? Storycruise.com is the place to go. It's like a film crew with an S. What's your strategy? Do you do it yourself? Do you hire a videographer, an agency? Do you need an editor? How do you know if they really know your business and how to make videos for business that work? The answer to all of this and more can be found at storycruise.com. It is the place to find the latest video marketing strategies, the best gear for your business, as well as videographers, editors, and agencies near you that are trained in video storytelling for business. Go to storycruise.com/garlic to get special insider info for listeners of the Garlic Marketing Show, including special access to several of my courses, including my case story course. Go to storycruise.com/garlic to get a whole bunch of special offers just for listeners of the Garlic Marketing Show. Whether you're looking for a videographer or to do it yourself, go to storycruise.com/garlic to get started today.
That's it for the Garlic Marketing Show. If you want to get the inside scoop and the latest techniques, make sure to follow I and Garlic on Facebook.